Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/olderthanyouthinkiam, the movie. If you're a fan of the channel, you'll know that I've made multiple r/entitled parents movies before, and as a result of them doing so well and you guys absolutely loving them, I've started to branch out into other subreddits. I did r/pro-revenge the movie a couple of weeks back. Just the other day, I did r/I don't work here lady, which you guys seem to really enjoy. So today, we're going again with r/olderthanyouthinkiam. If you somehow don't know about this absolute classic of a subreddit, it's another fantastic one. Very simple premise, once again, it kind of does what it says on the tin. It's all about people thinking the OP is actually younger than they are. Great stories, you're gonna love it. Here we go. I had to show ID for an energy drink. For context, I'm an 18-year-old girl, 5'1" or 156 centimeters. I have no boobs or butts, and I often get mistaken for way younger than I am. So me and three others, who were all 30-ish years old, were going to the store real quick before we were going to leave the shore. I work on a boat. So off we went. I got some soda, candy, and three Monster energy drinks. In my county, you had to be 16 to buy an energy drink. Most of the time, they let me buy it because I don't think they really care. But now the age limit is apparently 14. 14! I went to buy my stuff, and the cashier asked for my ID. I was confused because I hadn't bought alcohol or anything. Then she said, it's for the energy drinks. You have to be 14. To say the least, that took a toll on my pride. The worst part is one of the guys had also bought an energy drink and was still putting them in bags, so he heard everything. Obviously, he laughed and went out to tell everyone. They all laughed at me. They even told more people when we got back. They tried to tell me it's nice to look younger, but I'm already young, and looking like 13 is just not it. Now, to be fair, if you are under the age of 18 or 21 in a certain country, whatever the legal age is of buying alcohol, and you get ID'd, then you can't really have too many complaints about that. I mean, come on, alcohol is quite dangerous, at least it can be. But if you're like 18 or however old OP was, and you're getting ID'd for something you need to be 14 for, so they think you're 13 and you're actually 18 for an energy drink, that is nuts. To be honest, I remember the first time I found out that you have to be over a certain age for an energy drink, and I was quite surprised, but I guess potentially they can be dangerous as well. If you know more about that, let me know in the comments down below, because I'm not too sure. But imagine being over 18 and being ID'd because someone thinks that you are under 14. That has got to be the most embarrassing part of your life, surely. That's like a quarter of your age that someone thinks you are less than you really are. Madness. OP, I'm sorry. Now moving on to our next post. No, these aren't my parents. My roommate's boyfriend and I had just moved into a new apartment together. After a day of unpacking and cleaning, we realized we were missing some essentials. Light bulbs, cleaning supplies, toilet paper, and decided to take a break to make a quick run to a local store that rhymes with Target. I wonder what that's gonna be. It was stressful, to say the least. I knew we were in the middle of a pandemic, but every person we passed seemed to think that it was Judgment Day, and the only recourse was a squirrely stockpile of useless rubbish. My roommate, who isn't as neurotic as I am, took her time shopping, while my boyfriend and I trailed behind her, waiting to leave. Finally, we made it to checkout. I normally let my boyfriend handle transactions when we're running errands together. He's extroverted and friendly, and I'm introverted and shy. I make a list and make sure we always get everything we need at the best price, and he handles talking to cashiers. It's one of the many ways that we complement each other. So, we completed our transaction and stood off to the side while our roommate purchased her items. The cashier was making small talk with our roommates. I was busy triple checking the list to make sure we hadn't missed anything when I heard the cashier say, "You have a beautiful daughter." A little bit of context. I am a petite, 5'2", blonde, white lady. My roommate is a plump, 5'3", dark-haired, Mexican lady. My boyfriend is a fit, dark-haired, Mexican man. They are both significantly darker skin than I am, as I have the complexion of the underbelly of a fish. We are all in our 20s. I'm in my early 20s, and my roommate and boyfriend are in their late 20s. Oh, she's not my daughter, that's my roommate and her boyfriend. My roommate quickly corrected her. I was pretending to still be reading the list on my phone, but my face felt hot, and I knew I had turned my customary shade of embarrassed tomato. Oh, really? The cashier said, which I understood as surprised, but also not entirely convinced. We made eye contact, and she raised her eyebrows at me. Sorry, honey, I was sure you were 15. Was she challenging me to correct my roommate? Did she think I was a 15-year-old being trapped by two older Mexicans? Was she waiting for me to blink out, SOS, I'm actually 15, in Morse code? I smiled under my mask. It's okay, it happens all the time. Which was just enough of a truth to cover the lie. We all laughed about it on the way to the car, but I know it was embarrassing for all of us. Myself for being accused of being a 15-year-old, and my roommate and boyfriend for being accused of being old enough to have a 15-year-old. I guess she thought I was beautiful, at least. Yeah, I didn't even think about it like that. So in one sentence, this cashier has ruined all three of your days. She's called you, OP, significantly younger than you actually are, insultingly low, let's be honest. And she said that your boyfriend and roommate look way older than they really are, which is probably quite insulting as well. I mean, it's pretty incredible to annoy three people, insult three people with just one sentence. I wish I could do that personally, because that would be a very useful skill in modern day life. But yeah, honestly, the winner of this story is the cashier. She just does what she wants. Now moving on to our third post. Teenagers love looking at wrinkle cream. I'm 38. I don't look especially young, but I do wear comfortable clothes and tend not to wear makeup. When I was in my 20s, this seemed to get me ID'd a lot for alcohol. But I hit my 30s, and with the crinkles around my eyes, people grasped I'm not actually so young. I have been told I have a young attitude, but I think that what this tends to mean is that I'm energetic and I work with kids. In a university town, wearing a sweater with a uni name means I can get away with telling cold caller window salesman that I'm not the landlord. But generally speaking, people see the eye crinkles and the lines on my forehead and don't mistake my age. I don't have a baby face, is what I'm saying. I was wearing a face mask, so what you could see of my face was the eyes, crow's feet, and forehead, lines. I was wearing a university sweater, which is the same color as a local school uniform jumper, and black jeans, which maybe could be mistaken for black uniform trousers if you weren't looking closely. I was in a chain pharmacy, which has near one of the aisles a space in which a woman does eyebrow threading. She is not particularly busy at the moment. I, having picked up prescriptions between work shifts, was looking at moisturizers when a man from beside me says, "Excuse me." I look up and there's a very tall guy in uniform. "Oh, hi, am I in your way? Lunch has finished at the local school." "Okay. Where are you supposed to be?" I was confused and wondering if I should recognize him as one of my clients. "I can't drive you back anymore because of COVID, but I can walk you there." I answer on autopilot. "That's okay, I have a car." What? "I'm parked in the car park." The guy looks confused. "Sorry, I'm a bit confused. I'm not back in work until 2 and I can't place you," I say. The guy looks embarrassed. "I'm doing truancy for the local school." At this point, I still don't get it. "Oh, I don't actually work with anyone from the local school." At this point, he is bright red. "Oh, that's okay. Sorry." And he walks off at speed. Now, the eyebrow threader, who has been watching this all happen, is peeing herself laughing. "I'm pretty sure he thought you were the one skipping, love," she said. I gawk at her. I look at the wrinkle amples I'd been eyeing up. Huh? Maybe I don't need to buy these. Again, like, at what point does someone getting your age so badly wrong like this become an insult or actually become a compliment? I don't really know. Like, what is the cutoff between, you know, welcoming someone that thinks you're much younger than you really are or being annoyed because they think you're so much younger than you really are, if that makes sense? In this situation, how old were you? Were you 30-something? 30, what, 8? You're 38. And he said that you look like you're in school. Now, I reckon that's a bad thing, because that is like a 20-year minimum age difference. But say it was 10 years, or maybe 15 years, is that slightly better for women who you know, are thinking to themselves, "Oh, I'm getting bad wrinkles, I need to do something about it." But then someone's saying that you look like you could be in school, I don't really know. I'm not a woman, so I don't know these things. I wish I was a woman, because then I'd have the answers for you. If you want answers, go and ask a woman. That's all I'm going to say. Now moving on to our final story. A lecturer on birth control and parenthood has screeched at me in a small supermarket on a Sunday afternoon. To set the scene a bit, I didn't look my age for most of my life. Neither did my parents, which caused a lot of grief for me in junior and high school. At 15, I could easily get into a bar and order alcohol, but at 30, I was still getting carded for cigarettes and accused of having a fake ID. At the time of this event, I was 36 and visiting my family on Kodiak Island, Alaska. I had long, bright blue hair, very unusual for the island, and a lot of visible tattoos. Once, long ago, in the before times, I was in line at a supermarket on a Sunday afternoon. The line was fairly long and slow moving, but it was the only non-15 items or under register open, so no choice but to shuffle forward a foot, wait, shuffle, etc. While waiting, I took a phone call from a friend of mine that was considering a tubal ligation, not sure what that is. She had called me to talk over the short-term slash long-term pros and cons with her, as I was the only person she knew who had had that procedure done. I explained that in that state, Wisconsin in the US, they generally wouldn't do a TL unless you were 30 plus, and even then I'd had to fight to get the procedure, including going before a panel of male doctors and laying out my case as to why I should be allowed to permanently end my reproductive abilities. Okay, that's what it is. I was being quiet and respectful of the people around me, explaining things in clinical and or subdued terms. She just had a baby, but the pregnancy was so rough that she and the child had nearly died a few times. My friend was 28, so was worried that even with a medically sound reason for ETL, she'd be denied due to age. I ended the call when I was two people away from being at the register. This was before cheap Bluetooth headsets, and I hate trying to unload a grocery cart while juggling a phone. A few seconds after I say goodbye and hang up, I feel a sharp tap on my shoulder. I turn around to find a woman who looked to be in her mid to late 40s glaring at me. I, puzzled at what I could have possibly done to anger her, so I politely ask, "Yes, can I help you?" This was apparently all the woman needed to explode. She starts loudly lecturing me on how I'm unqualified to be giving anyone advice on parenthood or lack thereof, and how dare I be counseling someone to permanently destroy their ability to experience the unique, beautiful, blessed, and God-mandated duty of motherhood. I was obviously too young to know anything about anything, especially the privilege and hot dog level awesomeness of carrying a baby to term, holding your newborn in your arms for the first time, etc. She demanded that I call my friend back immediately and tell her that everything I said was wrong, and that I was an agent of darkness for even suggesting she do something so evil as permanently sterilizing herself. I was then to give the phone to the angry woman so she, as a righteous, God-fearing Christian mother, could explain to my friend the joys of being a parent, and that one shouldn't seek to meddle with God's plan of fertility until God decided to take it from you with menopause. Wow, all in one take, are you impressed? The angry woman screeched on for a good 3 minutes, while I stood there stunned, unable to engage my brain long enough to respond. She called me a godless heathen. Well, yes, and a soldier in the devil's army, insulted my blue hair, my tattoos, my clothing, my education, and my parentage. She also sneered that someday, oh yes, someday, I would be older and wiser, and would greatly lament the horrible choices I have made in denying God's plan for my life by never becoming a parent. That children like me should obviously not be allowed to make such life-altering decisions before the age of 25, and I better pray that I'd eventually find a man that would accept me and guide me back onto the path of righteousness in spite of my self-inflicted barrenness. That she would pray that God wouldn't condemn me to a child-free life and would reverse the damage I'd wrought upon my womb. This, thank the gods, is the moment when my, at the time, 17-year-old son and 11-year-old daughter chose to wander back up to me, arms full of ice cream, cookies, candy, and frozen pizza. They interrupted the angry woman by cutting in front of her and saying, Mum, can we get this for watching movies tonight? Please? I looked over the hall, vetoed half of the cookies, candy, ice cream, and the pizzas, and sent them to put the denied items back. I turned back to the angry woman, who was now spluttering incoherently, and said, "I'm sorry, you were saying something about I'd know better when I became a parent?" My kids came back as I was finishing up unloading the cart, and the angry woman grabbed my son by the arm and demanded, "How old are you? Who is she?"
My son gave her a okay, crazy lady look and replied, I'm 17 and she's the woman that birthed me? Why? The angry lady gave up at that point. And as I left, the cashier and a manager were lecturing her about causing another scene and harassing customers. Wow, another scene. When I explained to the kids what happened, they thought it was hysterical and proceeded to tease me about it for days. And my son still introduces me as the woman that birthed him to this day. Alright, so maybe if you're getting shouted at in public by random angry women, then it's probably less of a good thing to look younger than you really are. But I suppose this is probably just a one-off and it doesn't normally happen to you, OP. Again, is it not a compliment? You know, you're a mum with two kids and someone is saying that you look way younger? As a woman, I don't know, but I reckon I'd reckon that's a compliment. Because you obviously want to look younger than you really are, surely. Unless I'm wrong about that. When you reach a certain age and you're a mother and you're thinking, you know, like OP in the story before, that I'm getting on the old side. If someone's having a go at you for being too young to give advice about being a parent, you're doing something right, that's for sure. I want to know what your skincare routine is. I want to know what your diet is. And I want to know what you do every day to keep so healthy and looking so young. As for this woman, by the way, angry woman, yeah, just don't stick your nose in to anyone's business. Like, they're having a private conversation on the phone. Yes, you're in the line, but you don't have to, like, wade in and give your terrible advice, do you? And also, what does it matter to you if someone's giving someone else bad advice? It's got nothing to do with you. Just make sure that you give good advice to the people that you know in your life and leave other people alone.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm going to visit my husband, not running away from home. I'm currently 24 years old, and I could probably easily pass for anywhere between 15 to 19, depending on my clothes, hair, and makeup. When this happened, I was 20. My husband and I met online while we were both in the military. I was stationed in San Diego, and he was stationed in 3 hours away, 29 Palms, which is about 30 to 45 minutes from Palm Springs. All three of those are in California for anyone who may not be familiar with the area. We got married, but weren't able to live together unless we wanted to live in between our bases and each drive 1.5 hours one way to work. So we each stayed in our own apartments in our respective cities and just visited each other whenever we got the chance. I didn't have a car. I took the bus and trolley to work. When I went to see him on the weekend that it was my turn to visit him, I would take the train. So one Friday, I get off work and call an Uber, taxi, to take me to the train station. I brought my backpack with my clothes for the weekend to work with me, so that I didn't have to go home first, but I could just go straight to the train station. The Uber driver said, "You have a backpack and are going to the train station. Are you running away from home or something?" "No, I'm going to see my husband for the weekend." "Husband? They let you get married really young here." He was foreign, I think maybe Middle Eastern. "I mean, not really. I'm old enough to be in the military." "Wait, how old are you?" "20. "I honestly thought you were 12. People usually think I'm way younger than I am, but that's definitely the youngest I've ever gotten." Alright guys, let's talk fractions here, you know? I'm a bit of a mathematician myself, so let's delve into the numbers here. 12, yeah, as a percentage of 20, is 60%. Therefore, this driver is thinking that you are 60% of your actual age. That's like saying to a 40-year-old that they look 18, you know? Have I got the maths right there? Someone correct me in the comments. 16 or 18, one or two. Pretty mad, nonetheless, is my overall point. To be thought of that you are pretty much half the age that you really are. I've never seen someone that is 20 that looks anywhere near to 12. I mean, 15, 16 maybe, but 12? That's just an insult at that point. I mean, come on. That's a madness. Now moving on to our second story. Kiosk employee mistakes my friend for a predator. I'm 19, he's 21. So I, a 19-year-old female-to-male guy, was hanging out with a couple of friends at one of their apartments. We were all drinking and just having a good time with each other. Around 3 a.m, it was just me, Sam, my 21-year-old male friend, and another guy who was still awake, as everyone else had gotten tired and gone to bed. Sam and the other guy were both hungry, so me and Sam volunteered to walk to a kiosk nearby for some grub. I didn't want anything myself, but I felt like getting some fresh air. When we got to the kiosk, I just kinda walked around aimlessly while Sam went for some snacks first. I noticed that the kiosk employee at the register, who was the only employee there at the moment, was staring at me and Sam. I figured he was probably watching us to make sure we weren't stealing. When we walked up to the counter, however, the employee was looking at us really strangely, furrowing his eyebrows like he was suspecting us of something. When he looked at Sam, he looked sort of angry, and when he looked at me, he seemed more concerned. We paid for our stuff, and just as we were about to leave, the kiosk employee stopped us. This is the conversation that followed.
Wait, you?
Yeah, I reply.
Can I ask how old you are?
I found that strange that he would ask me this, because I wasn't trying to buy anything age-restricted. Yeah, I'm 19. Without missing a beat, the kiosk employee said,
Oh, alright, sorry, I just had to ask because I didn't think you were more than 14.
I was honestly a bit offended. I know I look young, but really? 14? I just sort of reassured him quietly and then we left. And that's it. Lol. Sorry it's not the most exciting story. Well, I still enjoyed it. See, stories like this, in my opinion, guys, are not as bad. You know, they're not as embarrassing for the person who got someone's age so badly wrong. I mean, in any case, getting your age wrong by 6 years, 20 to 14, is better than the first story, 20 to 12, 8 years. But yeah, I mean, this kiosk employee, look, he was just looking out for you. He was worried that something strange and illegal was going on. So I can't really blame him for that, you know, just doing his job. Not even his job, you know, just, you know, being careful for the general population and for you. So yeah, rather than being insulted, I mean, it is a bit insulting to be called 14 when you're 20. I do understand that. However, see it as a compliment and see it as someone that is just, you know, looking out for general people and making sure that some weird stuff is not going on. Now moving on to our third story. You really think you'd get away with that outfit? So this happened last year when I was 23. I needed to go and get a copy of my high school transcript as my university had somehow misplaced mine. I'm short and small. It was much easier for me to just physically go to the school than wait for it in the mail. I showed up just before school started, and there's high schoolers all loitering around waiting to be let inside. My high school won't let you inside without a teacher's note for before school tutorials or band students. It was hot outside, like 90 plus degrees, so I was in a tank top where you could see my bra straps, scandalous, and probably the shortest denim shorts I own. None of this is within the school's dress code, by the way. So I walk into the school to head to the front office, and this coach, acting as hall monitor, pretty much, steps in front of me, stops me, and goes, "Did you really think you could break the dress code so blatantly? You really think you'd get away with that outfit?" I looked right at him and began to just walk around him and said, "Well, seeing as I graduated almost 6 years ago from the school, yeah, I do expect to get away with wearing this outfit. I'm here for business with the school, not to go to school," as I avoided his other attempts to stop me. That particular coach was always a little power hungry when I did go to school here. Wow, I'm not gonna lie, that one feels a little bit premature. I wanted to know what was gonna happen after that, OP. You've left me hanging there, which is not very nice. I've got to say, I wanted to know, you know, was this guy gonna carry on stopping you even though it's pretty clear that you are actually older and you're not a student there anymore? Was he really embarrassed? Did he just, you know, slink off without saying anything? Or did he, you know, be a man and apologize? I wanted to know, but unfortunately we weren't given that information. So I'm gonna leave up to you guys to, you know, think about what might have happened. Comment down below, what do you reckon might have happened? The way this guy was acting, the way OP has, you know, explained what this guy was like back when she did go to school. How do you think he reacted? I want to know. Let me know in the comments down below. And yeah, our heart, the best answers. Now for our final post. Female guard confused me for a senior high schooler. This happened last year, so still no COVID-19. A little background to my story. So just recently, our country proposed a new educational program, which basically added more time for you to go to school. Before, we didn't have junior high and senior high, just elementary, high school, then college. But now, after elementary, you have to enter junior high school and senior high school. After the government applied that program, our university too also offered junior high, JHS, and senior high, SHS services. So instead of only college students present, our university also now accommodates junior high and senior high services. Enough about that though, and onto the story.
There is a rule in our university that junior high and senior high students cannot go outside the campus before 11 a.m. and in the afternoon they also cannot exit before 3:50 p.m. But as a college student, I am free to go in and out whenever I like, assuming I don't have class at that time. So it was a Wednesday, and every Wednesday is wash day. This is important, since the only thing that distinguishes a senior high student and a college student is the design of the uniform. That specific day, I think the senior high school had an early dismissal, since there were so many students lining up or crowding up the main gate, waiting for them to be allowed by the guards to leave. The time was still 10 to 10:30-ish. Mind you, teenagers nowadays are so tall and basically look like adults already. I was 23 at the time, but I was quite skinny and kinda average in height and baby-faced, especially when I had a shaven moustache and beard, which I did at the time. So as I approached the main gates, I leaned on the scanner to have my ID scanned so that the automatic doors would open. But a female guard stopped me and said, "You're not allowed to go out yet, it's still 10. I replied, "But I'm a college student. If you look, step back or I'm going to confiscate your ID and give it to the prefect's office." "But mom, if you look closely, step back or I'm going to confiscate your ID." So apparently she thought I was a senior high school student. I keep saying that I'm a college student, just look at my ID, it states there that I'm a second year BSCS computer science student. But she wouldn't listen, or maybe she can't hear, probably because it was quite noisy at the time with all those students talking. So I just gave up, and I was going to go and try the backdoor gates, when all of a sudden I see my teacher on my major subject walking towards the gate, so I ask him to tell the guard to let me out, since I'm not a senior high school student. My teacher says to the guard, "Why didn't you allow this student to go out?" "I am told that we would only allow senior high school students to go out at 11 a.m.
"But he is not a senior high school student. Look at his ID."
I gave the ID, finally, to the guard, and she was embarrassed. "Well, why didn't you say so?" At that point, it was exhausting to argue. Finally, I got out. I know she was only doing her job, but it was still quite annoying, since I hadn't had breakfast at that time, and I was famished. Ever since then, every morning, whenever she is assigned at the main gates, I see to it that I wave at her, and always remind her that I'm not a senior high school student, to the point of being annoying. Well, OP, I would argue that that is a little bit uncalled for, if I'm being completely honest. As you say, she literally was just doing her job, and you've told us why she may not have been able to hear you, because obviously there are loads of school students around, and obviously doing her job like that, she can't, you know, look at every single person who might be trying to sneak out you who legitimately could have gone out. She can't be like dealing with every single one of those people individually. So I guess maybe at that time, because it was so busy, she was just like, nah, and no one's going out. And to me, I can understand why she would do that, because it would take a lot of time to deal with every person, you know, on their own. And she obviously wouldn't want to do that because, you know, think about it, it'd be horrible. But yeah, I don't know. There's no need to, you know, like rub it in her face. Obviously, she realizes she's made a mistake in that situation. She's been embarrassed to her face by one of your teachers. And now you're waving at her every day saying, "Yeah, look, it's me, the person whose age you got wrong." There's no need for that, you know. In my opinion, just my opinion. Maybe other people would say, you know what, she made a mistake there. And yes, she deserves to, you know, own up to it. And well, not own up to it, but, you know, be reminded of it. But that's just seems a little bit harsh in my opinion, a little bit like unnecessary. Again, guys, let me know what you think down below.
I'm not his girlfriend, I'm his mum. When my son graduated from basic training last year, I found a place right next to the field to stand and watch. I had my daughters and youngest son with me, and there was a group of people next to us who were clearly all family. The mum of this family was standing next to me, and when my son marched by, I was bawling like any other proud parent there. She looks over to me and says, "I know you're proud to be with such a fine young man. You're a beautiful couple." I said, "Well, if I weren't his mother, it would be great. He's 21, I'm 40. And there we go, quick little story to get into this video. I think that's a big compliment, to be fair, to think that someone is, you know, 21 years old when actually they're 40. This mum must be looking amazing. Let's move on. Karen thinks I'm too young to have tattoos and expects me to cover them in public. I'm a 29-year-old, about to turn 30.
30, disabled female, and I look a lot younger than I am. My personality is what you might call young, which might have something to do with me appearing younger to others. I suffered a spinal cord injury and brain injury when I was 17. My spinal cord injury is obvious, as I'm in a wheelchair. My brain injury, on the other hand, isn't quite as obvious. Most people can't tell that I'm brain damaged, as I talk and act relatively normally. But my personality is eccentric. I can act normal when I'm out shopping or going to doctor's appointments and things like that, but around friends or talking to strangers and meeting new people, I'm a bit of a goofball, which probably plays a part in me seeming younger than I am. But my physical features also look much younger than I am. Up until I was 28, I'd been mistaken for 18 to 19. This happened when I was 28 in 2018. I have 8 tattoos, all of which have a meaning about my life. The lily on my chest is about the sister I had that died before I was born. The spider on my arm is about me overcoming my fear of spiders. My phoenix tattoo is about me going skydiving in 2016. I have a fairy on my shoulder, another flower on my chest, and a few other small tattoos on my arm. That's not to say that all tattoos should have a meaning, that's just me. When I'm wearing long sleeves and a high neck shirt, you can't see any of my tattoos. In summer, however, they're out for the world to see. None of them are offensive, in my opinion, and I often get compliments about them. And then I met a Karen. It was a summer day, and I was downtown doing some shopping, wearing a three-quarter sleeve shirt with open shoulders, making all of my tattoos visible. It was hot as whores outside, so I just wanted to finish my shopping and get home to my aircon, and then it happened. I was in a grocery store grabbing a few things I needed when I got the feeling that I was being watched. I looked down the aisle and saw a middle-aged woman with what I now know to be a Karen outfit, staring at me with a face that would make Dolores Umbridge uncomfortable. I just smiled at her and went on with my shopping. But Karen said to me, "You should really cover those. It's not appropriate to have them out like that." I started looking around on my body, not knowing what she was talking about. Did I have a wardrobe malfunction I was unaware of? Huh? Excuse me? Your tattoos. Don't you think you're setting a bad example? I mean, it's bad enough that you have that many tattoos at your age, but flaunting them like that, show some respect. What? My age? What are you on about, lady? You're too young to have that many tattoos. You should have them covered in public. How old do you think I am? I'm 28, lady, and it's too flippin' hot to cover anything. Not that it's any of your business. The look of shock on her face grew even stronger as she heard me talking, which I guess made me seem even younger in her eyes. Don't you lie to me, young lady. Show me some respect. I'm trying to avoid the confrontation at this point. Whatever, lady. You have yourself a good day. Maybe pull that stick out of your clacker while you're at it. Bye. And I left the aisle, hoping that was the end of it. But the lunatic trailed behind me for a few minutes after that, while giving me a death glare the whole time. But thankfully, she lost interest pretty quickly and I lost sight of her. That was the weirdest interaction I've ever had with a Karen, or with anyone for that matter. I don't know if I should take that as a compliment that I look younger than I am, or be insulted that I act like a kid. Either way, I like the way I am, and I wouldn't change it for anyone. And there you go, that is the important part, OP. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about you. Like, you're saying it yourself, you're clocked on. You know what's true, you know what matters in life. It's what you think about yourself. If you're happy with yourself and you're happy with your life, who cares about other people? Just try and get some people around you that do like you. That's a good thing, and you can probably call them a friend. But if anyone just random doesn't like you, who really cares? Just sat this Karen off, go on about your day, try not to think about it, and just, yeah, move on. Look, I know, of course, everyone cares about what other people think about them, but if you can try and minimize it as much as possible, then you'll have a better life. It's something I try and work on. It's hard though, isn't it? Like, you do think that other people are thinking bad things about you sometimes. It's a fact of life. You just gotta get used to it, I guess. But on this tattoo subject, surely to get a tattoo, you have to be of age. Usually, you know, it's a legal requirement, I believe. So therefore, if you are old enough to get a tattoo, then surely you're old enough to flaunt it, show it off as much as you want. It doesn't matter what other people think. And also, what is wrong with showing off your tattoo? I don't have a problem with tattoos. Do you have a problem with tattoos? I don't think so. I mean, yeah, maybe if you have loads and loads of them, you might look a little bit weird, but that's not for me to say. If you enjoy tattoos, then yeah, show them off. You pay for them at the end of the day. It's your responsibility. You can do what you want with them. Now moving on to our third story. That time someone thought I lost my mum in a supermarket. This story is quite short, but it is still funny to me. I have way more stories because I get confused for someone between the ages of 10 to 13 constantly. But it's late and I just wanted to write this down before I forget to do so again. Just as a bit of information, I'm about 1.5 meters tall. I do have a high but quiet tone of voice and I'm around 18. So legally, I'm an adult in my country and can do whatever I want. I was in a big supermarket chain before COVID with my mum and grandma because we were holiday shopping. Now, this supermarket chain isn't really a supermarket. You get a card for it if you own a business so you can go shop there. They sell food in large quantities and other items from toys to clothes to books for a reduced price. What is this place? I want to get involved. So I told my mum and grandma to go ahead because I wanted to look at the office supplies for a bit, just to see if I needed anything or would get a bigger package or better price for some stuff. I was there for quite a bit, walking around aimlessly, when I noticed some guy in his 20s with a woman also in her 20s. I didn't mind them much and just kept going mindlessly browsing through the same items for probably the 100th time, trying to remember if I need a new binder or not. About 5 more minutes pass when the guy, he should be known as Confused Guy from now on, makes his grand entrance. The dialogue is translated, so it might sound weird. The Confused Guy says to me, "Excuse me? Yes, can I help you? Did you lose your mummy or granny? Me and my wife saw you walking around and you looked a bit confused." "Oh, no, I'm not, but thank you for asking." "Are you sure? We only want to help you and you look very lost." "Yes, I'm very sure, sir. In fact, I'm very sure I won't need my mummy or granny for shopping anymore since I'm 18. Now, at this moment, the confused guy turned into embarrassed guy as he made a face that could only be described as utter confusion and never before felt shame. He looked like he hoped the ground would swallow him whole as he realized that he had just asked an adult woman if she was looking for her mummy and granny. His wife said nothing, but she walked away with him at a walking speed that almost broke the sound barrier. My family laughed at that so much because this had been the most absurd experience yet, and my mum had a field day telling this story to my relatives. Oh, that's a really nice story. You see, this is kind of why I sometimes prefer to read subreddits like this. It's a little more calm, relaxed, people mean well of each other, rather than, you know, Entitled Parents Pro Revenge, where it's a little bit more dramatic and there's a bit more fighting, arguing going on. It's just nice to change it up once in a while. Yeah, you see, in this story, these guys, they had the best intentions for you. It's embarrassing, but they were doing the right thing. They just thought you were younger than you really were. Obviously, that is the point of this whole subreddit. But yeah, they weren't being malicious or anything like that. They were just looking out for you. So I've got to say to them, fair play. If I was this guy, though, I wouldn't feel too embarrassed about myself, though. That you knew you were doing the right thing by doing what you did and trying to help someone who you genuinely thought was lost from their mum or granny. Quite a weird combination of people. Not sure why the guy chose those two in particular, but anyway. Overall, you got it wrong, but who really cares? Imagine if you hadn't said something and the kid actually had been a kid and had been lost. You would have been regretting it, thinking the rest of you know, the day, "Oh, I really should have said something." And you know, what if something had happened to the kid? It could have been a terrible experience. So don't feel embarrassed, I would say to the confused guy. And to OP, yeah, don't make them feel embarrassed about it. It was a genuine mistake. It's hard to be a teen mum. This happened many years ago in 2004. I decided to start exercising with the goal of losing about 30 pounds. A small, independently owned ladies' circuit training gym had opened up in the strip mall I worked at, so I joined. It really worked, and the weight started coming off. Unbeknownst to me, I was in the early stages of pregnancy. I never had any morning sickness or any symptoms at all. I had just had a medical procedure, so I suppose I wasn't tracking my periods like I should have. In any case, I found out about the baby, got over my shock, and after a little while, I was ready to tell the relevant people in my life. You know, shocked boyfriend, disapproving mother, uncaring boss, the usual. I thought I should tell the nice owner of the circuit gym, seeing as I couldn't do some of the exercises as my pregnancy progressed. After I told her, the formerly sweet and nice owner started acting very different. Before, she would speak to me like you would to a peer. Afterwards, she started sighing when she looked at me, shaking her head, etc. Like when your mum says she's not mad, just disappointed. One night, it was only her and I in the gym, and she's now dropping little comments about how it's super hard to be a teen mum. I said, "Yeah, I'm sure it is." She tells me that she was a teen mum, and it was the most difficult thing ever. And if she had to do it over again, she'd make different and better choices. I'm getting a little confused as to why she's telling me this, but I make sympathetic noises
this as is appropriate. Then she says, it's unfortunate that you'll have the same difficulties I had. I still wasn't getting exactly why she's telling me this, so offhandedly I said, well, things will probably be a lot easier for me, since I'm 26 and have a steady job. She stared at me for a long while before saying, I thought you were a lot younger. And I realised she had thought I was 16 or 17 years old. From then on, I got spoken to peer again. I still look pretty young for my age, but I have a lot of grey hair now, so nobody mistakes me for a teen mum anymore. It's probably also because of the lanky teenage son. Yeah, I'm sure that wouldn't help. The only slightly confusing thing about this story, in my opinion, is that the owner of the circuit gym's opinion of you changed when you said you were pregnant. I mean, that's a little bit weird, given that she was also a teenage mum back in the day. Surely she should have been a little bit more supportive of you or given you some sort of advice, not, you know, seen you in a worse light than before. Doesn't really make too much sense to me. Guys, let me know if you agree down below. But yeah, if that was me and I was looking at someone and they'd said they'd been a teen mum or a teen parent back in the day, I would ask them for advice. You know, I'd want to speak to them more, not just like disregard their advice and not care about them and see them in a worse way than before. And you know, I hope that would be the same the other way around. Now for our next story, you'll regret it when you're my age. This happened last week and I thought I would share. I was with a friend and one of her friends who I'd only met a couple of times. My friend was saying that she is saving up for a tattoo. I was supportive and asking about it. Her friend was looking uncomfortable and said to me, "Don't tell me you have a tattoo." I replied that I have a couple and showed them the one on my arm of a large blue flower. She rolled her eyes and said, "You'll regret that when you're my age. Tattoos are not a good look on ladies." I laughed and said, "I doubt it. I planned this for many years and didn't get my first tattoo until I was 40. There was a look of confusion on her face. "Pardon? How old did you say you were when you got your first tattoo?" I replied again that I got my first tattoo at 40, and my most recent one was just before my 43rd birthday earlier this year. She replied, "You're 43? I confirmed. And I asked her how old she thought I was. "It doesn't matter." My friend told me later that her friend is 35 and thought she was older and wiser than me. In this instance, I don't think it's too bad people thinking that you're younger than you are. Surely it's a little bit of a compliment, right? You're good looking for your age. Nothing wrong with that in my opinion. Apart from that, yeah, being looked down upon a little bit just because you are younger is never something that is a good thing, obviously. It's not something I would do either. You have to respect that people that are younger than you can know a lot more about you know, things that you don't know much about. For example, tattoos. You know, this person could have way more tattoos. What I also like is that this woman got her tattoo probably not too long ago and then is already so annoyed at herself for getting it. She says, "You'll regret it at my age." Clearly, someone is not very happy that her tattoo hasn't gone very well, and perhaps someone else's has. Now for our third story. Sorry, sweetheart, you can't pull the age card on me. I'm a 36-year-old female, but I have quite a chubby baby face, so I often get mistaken for being younger than I am. Although that is changing now that I'm developing some wrinkles. A bit of context. A few years ago, when I was 31, 32, I went to the US, I'm Australian, to do the Disney International College Program, DCP, at Disney World. I'd recently done some studies. I wanted a career change, but also just wanted some time to work overseas and try something new, which is how I qualified for the program. There's no upper age limit on the DCP, so some older students like myself take the opportunity to do the program. But the majority of people on the program are aged somewhere between 18 and 24. For this reason, most of my co-workers just assumed I was in my early 20s rather than early 30s. This usually worked out well for me, as the other DCP workers just accepted me as one of them, although I never lied when I was pressed about my age. It did lead to some funny situations though, like having a couple managers who was several years younger than me, all people complimenting me on how mature I was for my age. Today's story actually happened after I returned to Australia in 2016. I remained Facebook friends with a lot of my co-workers, and when the 2016 US election happened, I saw a lot of varying political views being shared by them. Having just lived in the States, I was quite interested and definitely concerned about what was happening with the election. So I naturally shared some articles and videos that I felt were interesting or relevant. A few of my ex-co-workers didn't agree with me, which sometimes led to robust discussion and more often name-calling and insults, to which I was happy to use the unfriend button. This one woman though, probably around 50 to 60, would comment a lot about how she disagreed but stayed respectful. One day, however, we were having a
discussion and she was clearly getting annoyed, and the conversation went something like this.
Well, you will understand when you're a bit older and have had some actual life experience.
That's a bit unfair. I think I've had a fair bit of life experience.
Have you even finished college yet? Get a real job and buy a house and maybe we'll talk.
Wait, exactly how young do you think I am?
Well, you did the college program, so no older than 24.
Thanks for the compliments, but I'm actually 32, 33 next month. And she was just speechless. She just kind of stopped responding to that conversation, lol. She made a few more comments on posts after that, but eventually faded into oblivion. It wasn't a massive fight or anything, but it made me feel good to call her out for trying to play the age card on me.
Yeah, as I said a little bit earlier, I don't know about the age card. It's not a card that I would pull necessarily. It makes sense in some situations, of course, but you know, in this sort of situation, how do you know if this person has more real life experience or, you know, just experience in general? And also, if you are younger than someone, that doesn't mean you can't give your opinion in a discussion with them. Being older is not always an advantage. In fact, it's not an advantage in general. A lot of the time, old people say things that aren't correct, you know, let's be honest, and younger people know more. It's just a difference in age. It's not a big deal, and I don't think it should be used as any sort of card in any sort of debate or discussion, personally. To be fair, if you disagree with me, let me know down below and tell me why. I'm happy to hear your opinions, guys. Now for our final story. 21st birthday turns into a long night, not in a fun way. This didn't happen to me directly, but to a very young-looking friend of mine. He is shorter and has always been very skinny and could easily be mistaken for a high schooler at a glance. When this happened, he was the last of us to turn 21, in the US, where the legal drinking age is 21. So we decided to take him out to the local bar district to celebrate. At the very first place we went, he was the first to try to go in and happily showed his ID, driver's license, to the bouncer. The bouncer took a long look at his ID, asked my friend to verbally confirm his birthday, which my friend did, but the bouncer still didn't believe him and said it was a fake ID. The bouncer then took the ID and put it in his pocket, saying he was confiscating it as a fake. We were, of course, fuming. All of us tried to argue that legally he wasn't allowed to confiscate it, though I've since learned that the law is a little fuzzy on this point, and that we'd be happy to go have one of the police officers that work security for the bar district area to verify it. But you know how bouncers can be. Once they are done with you, it's like talking to a brick wall. To make a long story short, we ended up finding one of the said police officers and got him to come talk to the bouncer. However, all that happened was the officer had the bouncer give him the ID, but he still wouldn't give it back to my friend until he could prove by some other means that it was his. So in the end, we had to drive my friend, he didn't want to risk driving himself without his driver's license on him, back to his house, about 30 minutes away, so he could dig up his birth certificate. We drove back, and by this time, finding parking in the area was incredibly hard. But we finally found a spot, went and found the officer who had it, but he informed us he had dropped it off at the local police station. So then we had to make our way there. My friend was able to go in and finally get his ID back with his birth certificate as proof, though it took a while to get it done. The whole process took over 3 hours, and by then none of us were in the mood to be out after that, so we just headed back to one of our friends' place and had a few celebratory and legal drinks there instead. Oh man, that is such a shame. What a horrible way to spend your 21st birthday. It's not even your own fault, is it? Like, oh, that's just a bouncer being difficult for the sake of it. Come on.
I get it, bouncers have a job to do, and if they are not completely sure, then yeah, it's fair enough if they don't let you in, and you can actually take someone's ID off of them as a bouncer if you don't believe it's real.
But, come on, look at the date on his card. It says today's date, you know, his birthday, his 21st birthday. Have a little bit of leniency, even if you don't think it's real, even though it clearly is a real ID. Just let him in, it's his birthday. Oh, come on. But even with that all being said, it's a real ID. So yes, he should be let in. And it's a shame as well that the officer didn't do more to help you. Maybe if you said to him, well, I assume you did, it's my friend's birthday, you know, it's my birthday, he should have done more to let you in to somewhere in that district. Because otherwise now he's going to remember this day for the rest of his life as the birthday that never really was. I couldn't celebrate it properly as I should have been allowed to. So yeah, it's a crying shame and I'm sorry that that happened to you guys.
Are your parents home? Oh man, just found this sub. I feel like I could post half of my life stories here. The running joke is that I look like I was 13 years old through most of my 20s. Now, I think I at least passed for in my early 20s. I'm currently 29 and female, but this was when I was about 20 or so. I worked my butt off and was lucky enough to purchase my first house at 19. Wow, fair enough.
First time home buyer credit and all that helped me out quite a bit, to be honest. Well, fast forward to a few months later, I believe on a Saturday. The key point is that I wasn't working and I was in pajamas. I hear the doorbell and go to answer it. I was still a little giddy about being a homeowner and all excited, like who could this be in my head? There was a kid at the door, probably early teens, selling a newspaper, I believe, for some class project or trip. The kid goes to tell me about his trip slash project and that he's selling the newspaper subscriptions to earn money to participate. I'm a little fuzzy on the details now. Sorry kid, I wish I could support you, but I don't read newspapers and I don't have a ton of extra money at the moment. The kid appears a little flustered and then tries selling a little harder.
Well, are your parents home?
Cue a huge grin on my part and a laugh, again giddy being a 19-20-year-old homeowner. Who would blame me? Yeah, no, they don't live here. This is my house. I wasn't trying to be smug or rude, but was a bit of a proud peacock, as I like to say. The kid is obviously flustered and asks me if I'm sure about my parents or something like that. He clearly didn't believe me, lol. I think after that, he asked if I was sure I didn't want the newspaper. Yeah, man, pretty sure. Good luck with your project trip anyway. Then he thanks me for my time and leaves. He was a cute kid. I hope he got to go on his first trip. He wasn't too far off from his goal, but man, was that memorable for me. You know what? I actually like this story quite a lot. A lot of the stories on here are negative because people are perceived to be younger than they are and they're annoyed that, you know what? No, I'm not a kid. I'm actually an adult. But in this story, it's a good thing. You know, you've just bought your first house at 19. That is unbelievable. I'm not quite sure how you've done that, but fair enough. And the fact that that kid thinks that you can't possibly be the homeowner is such a credit to your hard work. Well done to you, OP. Moving on to our second story. You're too young to be married. So this story takes place 5 years ago when I was a freshly married 24-year-old and my husband and I were honeymooning at the happiest place on earth. I do tend to look young for my age, especially when not wearing makeup slash dressing professionally, which I was not at the time of this story. My husband and I were riding a boat across a lake to go on some roller coasters, and I was, of course, wearing my bridal Mickey ears. They were white and sparkling with a lace veil, just gorgeous. Shortly after we got onto the little boat, I felt a tap on my shoulder. SM will stand for the stranger man.
Excuse me, but I have to ask, you're not actually here on your honeymoon, are you?
Yes, we just got married last week. When I said this, the strange man looked at my husband and seemed uncomfortable. My husband had thinning hair and thick facial hair. Plus his lack of sleep, it made him look a bit older than he actually was.
How old are you? What state let you get married? Did your parents have to sign off on it?
We're both 24. I didn't need permission from anyone.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I thought you were 14 or 15. My wife is going to kill me when she finds out. She always says I ask strangers too many questions.
So that's my story. Nothing too special, but I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I mean, fair enough in this one. Definitely a cringy moment for the guy, but look at it from his perspective. He probably thought something was going wrong, you know, some sort of sex trafficking scandal. You can't be too careful in this day and age. I reckon he did the right thing here. Like, imagine if this was actual trafficking going on right here. The guy might have found out about it, told the police, might have saved your life. You never know. I do think the thing about this subreddit in particular, which is a little negative, is that people are very quick to criticize the person who got their age wrong. Like, it's a thing that happens. People get ages wrong. It's not that deep. The good thing about this story, though, is that both OP and the strange man realized that this happened for the best. It was an honest mistake just to check that nothing weird was going on. Now for our third story. So, my friend, 22 years old, can't buy alcohol, but his brother, who is 17 years old, can? Okay, so first for some context, I've got a friend who, like me, was 22 years old when this story happened. He's always looked way younger than he is though, being rather skinny, short, unable to grow a beard, and dressing mostly with bright colours, pink, purple, etc. He's got a little brother, however, who is actually taller than him, has a prominent beard, and works out, so he has muscles. His voice is also deeper, and in general he has a more serious attitude than my friend. So yeah, he looks older than either of us. Anyways, it was my friend's birthday and we decided to celebrate it at his home. He invited all of our friends and they were supposed to arrive at midday, but I actually arrived about an hour earlier because I live quite close. And you know, I just wanted to help out with the preparations. His brother was also already there because he'd actually stay with my friend for the night, as he lives quite far away and didn't want to wake up super early in order to arrive on time. Since it was very near to Halloween, my friend decided that he wanted to buy some spooky things to decorate his home a bit before the rest of our friends arrived. So we went to a nearby market and did just that. On the way back, back, however, we passed an OXXO, and my friend remembered that his boyfriend had asked him to get some beers, and he also wanted to buy some chips and stuff for his party. So we headed inside and started picking the stuff we were going to buy. Once we were done, we headed to the cashier to pay for our stuff, except his brother, who was still looking at the sodas because he wanted one but still hadn't decided which flavour. There was just one person before us, so we didn't have to wait much and placed all the stuff to be scanned. Now, this is important for the story. In my country, it's very unusual that they ask for your ID to sell you alcohol or cigarettes if you look clearly over 18, but it still happens sometimes. However, since neither my friend nor I usually buy alcohol, we didn't think of bringing our IDs with us. Still, as 22-year-old adults, we didn't think there would be a problem for us buying beers. The cashier started scanning the chips and sweets and stuff, but when he got to the beer, he paused and asked for our IDs. My friend and I looked at each other nervously, and I told him I had left mine at his home while he started searching for his on his wallet. It wasn't there. Just in that moment, his brother came holding his bottle of soda and placed it with the other things to be scanned. Then he asked if there was a problem. The cashier said, "Are you with them?" My friend's brother said, "Yeah." The cashier said, "Oh, are the beers for you?" My friend's brother seemed to realize what was happening and immediately nodded his head, despite knowing it was a lie. "I see, I'm sorry for the inconvenience." He then proceeded to scan the beers and the soda. We paid and then went on our way, laughing about what had just happened. Yeah, not too much I can add to that story really in the way of comments. Everyone was polite about it, it all makes sense, they all did their jobs. Well done, go and drink your beers, have fun. Yeah, that's all I can say, let's move on to the fourth story. Not even old enough for a debit card, apparently. I'm a 22-year-old guy that looks like a young teenager. People usually say 13 to 15, unless I'm dressed up, at which point I look about 18. It doesn't help that I'm barely 5'5 on a good day, so I often end up in situations where people assume I'm too young to be doing whatever it is that I'm doing. This was one of the most ridiculous times, though I have tons more. It happened earlier this year. I was taking my two youngest siblings to a local German bakery slash deli to grab some fresh pretzels for lunch. We order the pretzels, no problem, then take it up to the cashier to pay. The cashier is an older lady and she initially accepts my debit card from me without question. She turns around and looks at it a bit more, then faces me again.
"Oh, so you obviously aren't blank."
"What do you mean?"
"You look way too young to be the name on this card, and you're too young to have a credit card anyway."
At this point, I'm really flustered. One, it's a debit card, not a credit card. Second, my name is a little old-fashioned or traditional for some of my age, but it's still my name. Triple whammy with the age comment too. Besides, as far as I know, there is no age minimum for a debit card. Even kids can be authorized users slash cardholders on their parents' accounts. I can show you my ID if you want. The cashier then starts smirking.
"Sure."
What she doesn't realize is that not only did I have my driver's license, the horizontal kind, which designates that someone is over 21 years old in my state, I also had my military dependent ID and my personal military ID slash CAC, as I was in the National Guard at the time. So I slapped down my military ID, my dependent ID, my driver's license, my college student ID, and my actual credit card for good measure. Oh my god. All valid, up to date, and with the same name on them as my debit card. "So, can you run my card now?" She mumbles something and sticks my card into the reader, then returns it without saying anything else. The pretzels, by the way, were delicious. Yeah, that's more like it. That's more the story you want to see. Someone getting put in their place. Imagine him just slapping the cards down. Bang, bang, bang. And her just... oh, she's got nothing to say to that. All the cards laid out in front of her, just proving his age. Fair play, OP. Fair play. Can you imagine? Like, instead of putting a gun out, just boom. The five cards. Boom, boom, boom. All in front of her. Awesome, awesome karma. Being a little bit more serious though, it is just a little bit weird on the employee's part. If you're not sure about someone's age, just ask for their ID. The guy had it, he could have just given it to you without all that kerfuffle of saying, "You're not that person on the card." But no, it was probably too much for that employee to just be a little bit polite. It's not juice, it's wine. And no, I'm not in high school. So background, I'm on vacation with my family and it's a long trip. But at one point we were on a 3-day cruise. Now this cruise was rough. It was planned so that we would go see the historical sites as in a few small groups every day, keeping the same group for the whole trip. On the boat itself, there really wasn't anything to do though, including no Wi-Fi. So while on the boat, I'm drinking a good amount of wine, just to have something to do. Note, there are only a handful of people on the boat, so they all see I'm ordering wine. So day one and we are out on the tour. My mum is talking with some other woman in our tour group who has kids in high school. I'm kind of standing right there and she asks my mum how old I am and what grade I'm in.
time. My mum looks at her funny and tells her that no, I'm actually in grad school and that she can ask me herself. Later that night, the same woman comes up to me and my mum to ask about New Year's Eve plans. Turns out we will be in the same city and she asks if my mum will want to do stuff with her kids. Again, my mum looks at her funny because me and one of my brothers are 21 plus, although my youngest one is in middle school. So my mum says she does want to do stuff with us. This woman replies that it's so hard to do stuff with kids. Day 2 comes along and there are some kids playing cars near me and my brothers. They seem to be near my youngest brother's age, middle school, so he asks to join them. After a bit, they ask if I want to join. I say sure, why not? Nothing better to do. After a few minutes of being there, I realize they think I'm much younger than I am, so I ask them how old they think I am, and they say 15. I ask them then what they think my wine was, to which they respond they thought I put juice in a wine glass to try and look older. Anyway, it turns out the kids were with the same group as the first woman who didn't believe I was as old as my mum said I was. Like, she refused to believe I was actually 22 this whole trip, and told her kids they should try to hang out with me since I was around their age. Alright, fair enough, she guesses your age wrong first, but surely after your mum has said that you're actually 22, why do you just not believe her? Like, why have you made it your sole intention to try and make your 15-year-old kids hang out with OP just because you think she looks young? I just don't really get it. Surely refusing to believe OP's mum is bordering on idiotic. I mean, between you and them, who was actually there when that person was born? Moving on to our second story. No, my horse isn't awful, you are. When I was in high school, I lived on a farm. I had several animals, including the horses that I trained myself. I had horses for many years growing up and was more than capable of taking care of, training, and riding them by myself. I had grown up around them. One of my horses was a rescue. He was found tied to a tree in the woods of a state park, lying on the ground near dead from starvation. He has a lot of large scars, most likely due to abusive owners in the past. Also, he's an Arabian, which tend to be more hot-headed. Because of this, he is terrified of being tied to trees and quite scared of strangers. If you aren't slow and patient with him, he tends to freak out very badly, putting you and himself at risk of injury. It took me months to gain his trust, but he was a big baby once I did. Amazing, sweet boy. I scheduled an appointment with a farrier, the man who does hooves and horseshoes for my horses. Anyone who's owned horses knows what a pain it can be to find a good farrier. By the way, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. When I called, I made it known that I had a rescue horse who can be very frightened of new people and explained his past in great detail. The farrier said it was no problem and that he knows how to handle these situations. I felt relieved. The day he came out, I was super hopeful that all would go well. I had my horses haltered and ready to go. First horse finished, easy, done. Now for the rescue horse. The man starts trying to do his feats. His movements were abrupt and aggressive. He definitely was taking a dominant approach, which irritated me a little right off the bat. I had told him that approach wouldn't work. Anytime my horse acted out, because he was scared, he would yank the lead rope hard, pulling his head down. I was getting mad. He was scaring my horse. Then he did exactly what I said not to. He tied my horse to a tree. My poor horse freaks out. I told him to stop and untie him again. I, once again, mentioned that he's afraid of being tied to trees, but the man just said he needs to learn and refused to do as I asked. My horse freaked out so bad that he almost ended up badly injured and the farrier was nearly run over. He untied him, put his stuff away without finishing, and said he'd come back another day to finish since he was misbehaving so badly. I got the check to pay him and he went on a long rant about how I'm not old enough to train them alone. You obviously need your mum's help since your horse is so awful. And then, the audacity, he told me I should sell my horse to him since I obviously couldn't handle him. Now I was mad. He kept bringing up my lack of ability due to my age. How old do you think I am? I'm pretty sure I know what I'm doing. He's just scared. How old are you? You definitely look too young to be around horses by yourself. Like I said, I could buy him and train him myself, find him a nice home. Let me add here that my horse was particularly beautiful and had obvious signs of being a trained show horse in the past. All of that on top of being an Arabian means it could potentially be sold for a lot of money. I stared at him before answering, ticked off at this point. I'm 17 and I've had horses for years. He's just scared. The farrier looked shocked. Oh, I thought you were 12. I definitely didn't look 12 at all. Part of me thinks he might have just said that to be ignorant, but he seemed dead serious. I never asked him to come back. For comparison, the next farrier to come was an older gentleman. I explained the same thing to him and he also
also said it was no problem.
I was pretty skeptical this time, but wouldn't you know it, everything went smoothly. My horse was calm. He handled him gently with a low, soft voice. Everything went well. He never questioned my ability to take care of the horse. He never blamed the horse. He never offered to buy my horse, and he never questioned my age. Well, I guess that just proves that it wasn't your fault. Some people are just extremely ignorant and, dare I say it, entitled. Now, if I were into conspiracies, I'd say the first guy was trying to set up a situation where he could walk away with a horse worth a lot of money. I feel like he was trying to make you believe it was dangerous when really you both knew it wasn't, and he thought you were maybe too young to understand. If that is the case, that just proves this guy is absolutely disgusting. Moving on to our third story. I wasn't even born? How old do you think I am? I'm 24, graduated from my bachelor's degree a few years ago. I worked as a toll operator a few months back, and there were a fair amount of people who kept saying, "How is a kid like you working at such a young age?" To which I always responded, I'm 24. And they'd respond, "No way, for real? Oh my gosh, you look so young. I thought you were in high school." We have a laugh and they keep going. No big deal, a lot of 24-year-olds look like teenagers, but here's the real reason I'm posting this. A bit of backstory, the tolls in my country no longer use the little basket to throw in the coins, because we now use easy passes, and the toll companies started eliminating the baskets so people would buy them. By the early 2010s, the baskets were pretty much gone. Now all you do is refill the easy pass, and if you're paying cash, the rules are we no longer accept coins and we no longer give change. So one day, this guy went up to the tolls, and because we no longer give change, he said,
"Boy, things are so complicated nowadays. You weren't even born, but back then we used to have these baskets where you would throw in coins and keep going."
Given that the baskets were removed in the early 2010s, that would make me 9 years old. I immediately start laughing. "Wait, what? I wasn't even born? How young do you think I am? I remember those baskets." He looked at me and started to laugh too. "Oh wow, my bad, you look so young." I say as I continue to laugh, "I've heard that I'm younger than I look, but dang, I'm not that young. I'm 24. I even remember asking my parents to throw the coins in the basket." After that, I finish a transaction, say thanks for the good laugh, have a good day, and spend the rest of my work with a dumb smile on my face. Oh, that was a better story, wasn't it, everyone? A little bit more wholesome, a little bit more simple, no trepidation, no danger, no entitled people. But yeah, I do agree. Thinking a 24-year-old is 9 years old, that is a little bit too far. Now for our final story of this video, trying to sign for a package. I'm still frustrated about this, so I figured I'd share to get it off my chest. My husband and I both work full time. My husband works remotely for Microsoft, and they often send him packages of marketing materials or work supplies. We are rarely home during the day, so our adult kids that live with us often get the packages. A few weeks back, I see a FedEx post-it note on our door saying we weren't home to sign for a package. I asked my 18-year-old son, who works evenings and is home during the day, if he could stay near the door the next day to sign for the package. My son is my fourth of five kids, but looks the youngest. He is only 5 foot and has a very baby face. He's often mistaken for a middle schooler rather than an adult. The next day comes, still no package. I asked my son what happened. He said he opened the door and the FedEx guy asked if his parents were home. This is what followed. "No."
"Well, they need to sign for the package."
"I can sign for it."
"Only an adult can sign."
He then handed my son the poster and walked away. When I asked my son why he didn't speak up, he said he wasn't really given the chance as the guy was kind of pushy. I called FedEx to verify my 18-year-old kid could sign for a package for me before trying again the next day. They said yes, so I told my son to wait again, this time with his license to prove he's an adult. Third time, still no package. What the F? I asked my sons what happened. He said this time the FedEx guy looked at his ID and then said he had to be 21 to sign it. My son then told the FedEx guy to hold on and he'd get his older brother, who was 22 and was off work that day. But when they got back to the door, the FedEx guy had left. So I had to call FedEx and arrange pickup at a not-so-local 24-hour pharmacy, and then called the pharmacy to be sure I could pick up the package after their normal mail pickup hours. Very frustrating to have to rearrange my day, as the FedEx guy couldn't accept that my kid is an adult. I finally get the package, and I'm wondering what it could possibly be after all this hassle to get it. It was sent a week after Microsoft announced all the new tech coming out, so I wondered if we would be getting something new to play with. It's not uncommon for us to get new consoles or gadgets when released. My husband finally gets home from work and opens it. It's just a freaking t-shirt. Oh my god.
All that aggravation for a t-shirt. Oh, jeez.
How much of a job's worth have you got to be to not just hand over the package? Who cares if they're 18? I don't know what the rules are like internationally, but in the UK, you can definitely pick up packages, or at least they allow you to pick up packages if you're under 18. I mean, me and my sister have literally done this for years. We've not been adults for too young, only 3 years for me and a year for her, but we've picked up packages for ages. I don't know, comment down below, guys. Is this a rule that you see enforced that often, or was this guy just being absolutely insane?
Bartender thinks I'm 16. My boyfriend, 28 and who looks like it, and I, 28 female, have a list of restaurants that we want to try. When we don't know what to eat and have some time, we would go through the list. He picked a bar that he has been waiting to try, so off we go. We get there, and since it's a Thursday night, it was fairly empty, except for what I assume are some regulars. We look through the menu and walk up to the bartender. The bartender says, "What can I get you guys?" My boyfriend replies, "Can I get a burger with fries? And can I get a burger with fries? With wings?" "Sure thing. Any drinks?" "Can I get a margarita? And can I get the special?" It was some type of drink that was essentially spiked lemonade. "Can I see IDs?" The bartender glances at me, trying not to look obvious. My boyfriend shows him first, and he takes a brief glance. Then I give him mine. He looks at it, looks at me, looks at the ID again, stretches his arm out to look at the ID from a distance, brings the ID closer, and leans on the counter. He shakes his head in disbelief and returns my ID. "Wow, okay, I thought you were younger. So you wanted the special, right?" "Yeah." I'm used to it, so I just brush off his actions, since it's more amusing to me than disrespectful. My boyfriend asks, "How old did you think she was?" "She looks 16. I'm surprised because people haven't mistaken me as a teenager for a while. We go sit down and wait for our food. My boyfriend starts to laugh. "What? He thought you were in high school. I'm not sure how that's an insult, but whatever. Then he must have thought you were a pedophile." My boyfriend stops laughing. "Hey, wait, hold up." I start laughing because his visible confusion is both adorable and hilarious. The funny thing is, you're absolutely right. Yeah, the truth is that saying you're in high school is not an insult, but saying your boyfriend is a pedophile, yeah, that might just be one. You just have to enjoy a good Uno reverse card from time to time. Moving on to our second story. No, I'm not 14, I'm 26. I have always been mistaken for someone far younger than I actually am. I'm 32 now, though it has happened a little less with each passing year. I have many of these stories. As a public teen librarian a few years ago, I visited a local high school, and the school librarian took me on a tour of the school. Partway through, a student tried to flirt with me and made it obvious he thought I was a new student getting a tour of the school. Another more recent time at my job, an older gentleman asked me why I wasn't in school. He probably meant high school, or maybe very generously he meant college, and I had to tell him. Because I'm done with school, I have 2 master's degrees and don't really want a PhD. But the story below is the most ridiculous. This gem happened a few years ago when I was 26. I was on a normal flight back home to visit family. My husband was staying behind to watch our animals, so I was traveling by myself. As everyone is getting settled and we are going through the takeoff checklist, a flight attendant makes an announcement over the intercom that there is an unaccompanied minor on board, and that anyone 14 years old or younger must make themselves known to the flight attendants. Some time passes, and we are still not pushing back from the jetway. I begin to wonder what the deal is when suddenly the attendant who made the announcement stalks up to me and asks, quite rudely I might say, "Why didn't you raise your hand?" Now I am horribly confused. Wait, what do you mean? "Anyone 14 or under has to make themselves known to the flight attendants as soon as you get on board. Didn't your parents tell you?" Now, I am quite short, but not ridiculously so, and I have a really round face that can be interpreted as a baby face, especially if I've not been great about my diet for a little bit. But as young as I may look to some people, I honestly have not looked like I could be in middle school since crossing the threshold into 20 at least. "Mom, I'm 26 years old and obviously not 14, especially not younger than that. I am wearing an engagement and wedding ring. Please leave me alone." Don't worry, that was not a huge drop the mic situation. I still had to show my ID as proof, but I got a free cocktail for my trouble. So, win? To be honest with you, I'm not sure if the aggravation and embarrassment was worth a free cocktail, but at least you got something. I feel like in a few of these stories that I've read so far on this subreddit, a lot of people, when they're accused of being way younger than they actually are, don't even get an apology or anything in return. So at least you got something to make it kind of worthwhile, I guess. Now for our third story. Refuse sale of CO2 gas because... My partner and I like to drink carbonated water, so we have a SodaStream machine at home. In the interest of saving the planet and saving money, we always return our canisters for exchanges at a UK retailer, which is named after a city in the Greek Peloponnese. I think that could be Argos? For those of you who don't know how this shop works, you make an order, either on a computer in store or with an assistant at the orders desk, pay for it, then sit in a waiting area until the item arrives on a conveyor belt from the back warehouse, at which point another employee checks your receipt to make sure that you're getting the correct item. Yep, that's definitely Argos. SodaStream exchanges need to be processed at the orders desk, so I queued up and went through the order and payment details with the checkout girl. I got my receipt and waited for my number to be called. My problems began when I went up to collect my items. After taking my receipt, the employee, not to be judgmental but classic Karen, awkwardly stares at me for about 20 seconds and then says, ID? Now, I'm not someone who gets upset about getting ID'd when an employee is just following regulations and doing their job, but that is not the case here. CO2 gas is not age restricted in Scotland, where I'm from, and ID is not required to purchase it. Moreover, I had already paid for the item. Moreover, I know that I look a bit younger than my actual age, 34, but I think less than 18 is taking the mickey a bit. The following exchange took place. Sorry, ID? What for? This? I don't think this item is age restricted. The order desk girl who rung me through then said to her colleague, it's not care, you can just complete the order without it. No, I need to know you're over 18 to sell you this item. I'm just doing my job. You're not doing your job though. The product isn't age restricted. You're doing the opposite of your job. Don't speak to me like that. ID or leave, your choice. Well, I don't have any ID on me. I had just been to the gym, my ID was in the car. So you're going to have to process a refund. At this point, the Karen seems kind of shocked. I don't think she thought it fully through and had forgot that I'd already paid for the item, so she got the checkout girl to do the refund for her. The checkout girl apologized profusely to me. I just shook my head in disbelief and drove to the supermarket nearby, where I bought my soda streams with no problem. I'm still mystified about why this woman had such a bee in her bonnet about my soda stream. Complete job's worth. Yeah, I've never heard of anyone having to be ID'd to buy CO2, and even if it were required, it would have been required at the point of sale, not the pickup, surely. That woman was just being ridiculous, and she is an utter job's worth. I'm sorry, OP. Perhaps she got confused and thought you were using them for recreational purposes, even though I'm not sure they're used for that. I don't know. Moving on to our fourth story. Rude cashier refused to sell me a game. This happened a few months ago, so the details are a little fuzzy. I had just finished work and decided to go to Target to grab some things. One of the things I got was a copy of Fallout 4. I had not played it before and wanted to try it out. I made my way to the checkout line and unloaded my cart when it was my turn. Everything was going normally until the cashier got to the game. He scanned the game and looked at me for a second before pressing something on the screen and putting the game away behind the counter instead of in the bag. The cashier said, "That will be $30. I'm guessing on the price, like I said, it was a while ago. What about the game?" "I can't sell you that game." "Why not? It's rated. You need to be 18. "I'm 26. I can show you my ID." "No, just pay for your items and leave." Ignoring the cashier's rudeness, I pulled out my driver's license anyway and pointed at the large 1992 printed on the card. I know I look younger than I am, but as you can clearly see, I am old enough. Not to mention the company I work for, I was still wearing my uniform, requires you to be 18 to work there. The cashier snatched my license out of my hand, again rude, and calls his manager over. After a few minutes of awkward silence, the manager makes her way over. "What seems to be the problem?"
"He's trying to use a fake ID to buy this game."
The manager didn't even look at my license before scanning the game and my license into the machine. "Everything looks okay to me. That will be $50. Again, guessing on the price, but I do know the game was $20. I pay for my items and start to leave as the cashier is glaring at me the entire time. I understand he was just trying to do his job, but he was also being a complete butt about it. I haven't been back to that Target since, but I have finished Fallout 4 a couple of times and it has become one of my favorite games, so it was worth it in the end. You see, in stories like this, I don't understand why they don't just scan your ID in the first place. Like, don't even ask any questions, just scan it, see if it's real or not. Surely that's the entire point of having a machine that checks if IDs are real. I don't really understand what this employee was doing. At least the manager had some sort of sanity about her and just did what you would expect to be done. Like, come on. Now for our final story, just a quick one. Lyft driver reported me for being a minor. This just happened last week. I was just getting off work and ordered myself a Lyft home because I don't have a car. For context, I'm 21, about 5'2", and often get mistaken for a 15-year-old. I've had this problem before where I ordered a ride and the driver asked if I was over 17, which I then tell them I am. This particular ride, however, the driver didn't say anything as I got in the car. He drove me home and I thanked him and got out. Again, no problems. A few hours later, however, I get an email from Lyft support stating that the driver had reported that I requested a ride for someone who appeared to be a minor. He never asked me to clarify, drove me home anyway, and then reported me once I'd gotten out of the car. Well, I can't say this has ever happened to me, but I guess that's a reason why you probably should just take your ID with you everywhere you go. Then again, of course, he never asked you to clarify and drove you home anyway. Yeah, that's just a strange one. Guys, comment down below, has this ever happened to you? I feel like this has never happened to anyone apart from this person. Very strange. You look like a child, though. This happened in 2017, when one of my favorite movie series, Saw, had another movie out, Jigsaw. As it was R-rated, plus 18 in my country, I was confident I could get in as I was 24 years old and had my ID with me. I went to my local theater, excited to finally see an R-rated movie without my mother being there. The trouble began when I went up to the woman in the ticket box and she asked me which movie I wanted. Upon me telling that I wanted to see Jigsaw, she said, "You're too young for this movie." Now, note that I was around 45 to 46 kilograms and a 5'4" and kind of petite girl. I immediately rolled my eyes as I get that all the time and took my ID card out and gave it to her. She looked at the ID and did a triple take, obviously shocked. "Will you give me my ticket already? The movie is about to start, you know," I said impatiently. And she gave me the ticket and my ID back with a mumbled apology, and I thought it was the end of it. I sat through the entire movie and had fun, especially with the ending. But when I got out of the theater, I saw the woman and a security officer waiting at the door for me. I really didn't know they were waiting until she pointed at me and said, "That's the girl." The security man took a look at me and immediately looked horrified and called me to their side while calling me a little girl, annoying me. "What is it, mister? Is there a problem?" I said, and the man replied with, "Why did you commit an ID fraud to get into a movie like this? You're too young." I was speechless for a moment before I told them to look up my ID in the database so that they knew I was telling the truth. Oh, and when they did that, the look on the ticket employee's face was priceless. She apologized 5 or so times, but I didn't even reply, too angry, as while this wasn't the first time I was mistaken for being too young, this certainly was my first time running into trouble for that. And the thing the security officer said made me even more annoyed. It was,
"You look like a child though."
Okay, surely there was an easy way to avoid this entire situation. Why did the ticket person not just check that your ID was legit when you got your tickets instead of waiting for after the movie? What the heck? Fair enough if someone thinks you're underneath the age. I mean, you said you're 45 kilograms and 5'4" and kind of petite, that makes sense. But surely then just check their ID, make sure it's real, and then just let them in when you know they're older than 18? Like, come on. And as for the security guard at the end saying you look like a child though, yes, you may look like a child, but don't say that. You now know they're 24 years old. What the heck? Moving on to our second story. Here are my stories as a 4'11" woman. Ah, oh, here we go. The first one, when I was 19. On a family vacation, my parents and I were walking around a mall. We ducked into a shoe store because both my mum and I wanted some new shoes. I wanted to try on some boots and I wasn't sure what size I would be in this brand, so I suggested a size 7 to start with. She came back with the boots and wanted to help me put it on, which I thought was weird, but I went with it. She pushed around the boot on my foot and then said in a sing-song baby voice, "Sweetie, it looks like this size is too big. Your feet might still be growing, but let's see what your mummy says, okay?" I didn't want the boots that bad, so I just said I was done there. Various times in my 20s, hosts/hostesses asking my parents if I needed a child's menu when we got together for dinner. When I was 34, I was volunteering for a local political campaign. I was signing in with a volunteer coordinator and she pulled up my profile on a laptop which showed her my availability. If I wanted to do door-to-door canvassing, phone bank, envelope stuffing, etc. Suddenly, she looked kind of alarmed, looked up at me, looked back at her screen, looked back back at me and started laughing. She said, "I'm sorry, I just caught your age on here. I assumed you were in college." Then, when I was 37, I was at the mall doing some Christmas shopping and I saw the guy at the Hickory Farms kiosk was out with a big tray handing out samples. When it was my turn, I stepped up and the guy gave me a weird look. I smiled and asked what he was sampling. He said, "You have to be 15 years old to try the samples." I cocked my eyebrow and said, "Well, I'm 37. He stammered back something about me looking like a kid who was running around there earlier. Granted, I was wearing an old grungy Gap hoodie, jeans, and chucks, but still. Oh my god, so it sounds as if OP has been having problems for almost 20 years. I'm not sure what you can do about this one. There are similarities here with the first story. If you're short and you look way younger than you are, yeah, I'm not really sure what you can do. I guess you may have to put some heels on and wear some makeup, but nobody really wants to do that consistently, do they? Maybe OP, when you get to about 80 or 90, they'll finally stop thinking you're under 18. Now for our final story, 3 times in 1 day. This story occurs about 18-ish months ago. At the time, I was 23, working full-time and lived on my own. It was an early summer day, British summer, so warm but not too warm, and I had a doctor's appointment scheduled for 10:30 a.m. on a rare midweek day off. I'm wearing a knee-length cotton summer dress, cardigan and white Converse with my hair in a ponytail. No makeup, carrying a battered old backpack that I'd used since graduating university 2 years prior to the events of the day. I walked from my home to the train station to catch the train to near my doctor's surgery. At the station, all of the ticket machines were out of order, and as I arrived, so did the train company to issue handwritten tickets to those waiting on the stop. When it came to my turn, I had my fare ready and asked for what I needed, at which point he asked to see my pass. I asked what he meant, and he informed me that in order to issue a child's ticket, I needed my ID card that the company issues to under 16s in school. I laughed and said, "Thanks, but I'm actually 23. I left school before you even introduced the scheme." He apologized profusely and said he thought I was about 15 and issued me with the correct ticket type. I then board the train and head on to my appointments, still chuckling about the interaction. At the surgery, I was instructed to go for blood testing, which at the time was carried out off-site at our local hospital. Blood testing department. I was given a piece of paper to take to the surgery receptionist to obtain a blood testing bag and the printed labels for the test I was having done. At reception, the lady I handed the sheet to got the bag and said to me, "And don't you forget she would need to take your mum or dad with you." I asked what she meant because I'd had regular blood tests over the years and never had to take someone with me. "Well, under 16s need to have a parent or guardian with them during blood tests." I once again laughed and said, "That's very flattering, but I'm actually 23, which is on the page in your hand." She also laughed and apologized, saying I'd been blessed with a youthful face, which I'd be grateful for when I was her age. I took my bag and went on my way. On my way home, I decided to stop in town to pick up a few bits and pieces that I need before heading home to do some chores. I've not long been there when I feel a hand grasp the handle on the top of my bag and physically pull me to a stop. I spin round to see a behemoth of a man in a suit who was the one who stopped me. He then asked me, "What are you doing?" I tell him it's none of his business what I'm doing, but why has he stopped me? He tells me not to get smart with him, and again asks what I'm doing. At this point, I start to turn and walk away, but he steps in front of me. He asks me where my uniform is, what I am doing out of school at this time, and what lesson I should be in right now. At which point it clicks that he thinks I am a school student doing a bunk. There is a secondary school just outside our town centre, 2 minutes walk, which has a serious issue with students skipping lessons and going into town. As a countermeasure, teachers with free lessons are expected to walk into town to police the shopping precinct and make sure any kids are brought back to school and handed detentions. I did not attend this school at any stage. I inform the behemoth that I am not a student at his school and would appreciate if he backs off and lets me pass as his behaviour is inappropriate. He basically called me a liar. By this point, a few people are staring, so I go full performance mode and say loudly, "I am not a student at your school or any school. I am older than I look." He again calls me a liar and says if I don't go to local school, which school do I go to so he can report my truancy? It's important to note that my school closed down the year I left to join up with another local school under a new name. So, in a smart butt move, I told him the name of my school. He tells me to try again, as that school closed 7 years previously. I tell him I am well aware, because I'm 23 and was in the last leaving class. I then pull out my ID, which confirms my name and age. At this point, he goes a sort of purple colour and makes a strangled choking sound, because he really could not argue with the evidence in his hand. To add insult, I ask for his name, because I had every intention of speaking to the school about his behaviour. He declined, shoved my ID at me, turned tail and walked away. A few of the onlookers checked if I was okay, and after being assured I was, I headed off towards the school. Long story short, I reported the teacher for being rude and for manhandling me, as that is not acceptable. On my way out, I saw the teacher heading back in, and he knew what I had done. I like to think he was given detention. I still get laughs when I discuss this day with people, and following a further incident of being mistaken for a teenager, I never wore the outfit again. Well, this must be some sort of record. 3 times in 1 day? Oh my god. I feel like a common theme that I see throughout a couple of these stories on this subreddit is that people mistake your age and then say, oh, you're so lucky. And I know that in general, it is obviously better to look younger than you actually are. But for these people who post these stories in r/olderthanyouthinkiam, it doesn't seem like a positive thing. Like, take this third story here. This person was manhandled by a huge man in public. That's not exactly a good thing, right? Their second story, yeah, it does seem flattering when they say under 16s need to have a parent or guardian with them during the blood test, and then they say, no, I'm actually 23. That is probably a good thing, right? But when you're publicly manhandled and shouted at, that's probably a little bit scary. I'm not sure that's a good thing after all. Actually, I want to hear your opinions on this one, guys. Let me know in the comments down below. Would you rather have people think you're older than you are, have people think you're the same age that you are, or have people think you are younger than you are? To be honest, I'm quite happy that I kind of look my age. I think that's probably the best thing, but you guys let me know.
And there we go, guys. That is going to do it for r/olderthanyouthinkiam, the movie. A massive shout out to you for watching all of it if you have done, or if you just skipped the ending, fair enough as well. You know what? It's a long video. I don't blame you if you skipped through it. It was definitely a long one, that's for sure. If you do want to see some more movies like this one right away, I've left a couple up on screen, including the r/I Don't Work a Lady video right here, and the Pro Revenge video, as well as a couple of Entitled Parents videos right there. And if you want to see a part two to this one, let me know down in the comments below and drop a like on this video, and I'll get working on it very soon. With that all being said, again, a massive thank you for watching throughout the entirety of this video. It means a lot. And yeah, I'll see you all tomorrow with a more normal, shorter video.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.